It's 7:39. Good morning, Tom Collins and Laura Mack on the line this morning with us, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Good morning, Congressman. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are you all this morning?
We're good.
Doing pretty good. Hey, a lot of people are concerned around the country. The big deal on the front burner is everybody's lumping this all together. And the big thing is Obamacare. That's the headline. And then shutting down, it's like defunding Obamacare. We're shutting the country down, and everybody's trying to lump all this stuff together. Why are people trying to create so much confusion around this? Because the debt ceiling, and everybody thinks that the debt ceiling and the continuing resolution are the same thing, and they're totally separate issues.
They're absolutely separate issues. I mean, what's going on right now, there's several issues. Number one is that the continuing resolution is necessary because the Senate and the House didn't finish their business on the appropriation bills. And you kind of have to think of the appropriation bills as signing the check. And so if you go into the store, you buy something, and you're going to purchase that, you give them a check, you sign the check. Well, what's happened is we didn't pass all the bills necessary to sign the check. And so the continuing resolution, which is would keep the government funded and obligated to continue beginning tomorrow, is signing the check. The debt ceiling is, you know, I'm about to write a check, but I don't have quite enough money in my checking account to cover that purchase, and so I need to put part of that on my credit card. The unfortunate thing is we're approaching the point here where we've maxed out our credit card, and we wouldn't be able to put the rest of that purchase on our credit card. And so then the other issue that's out there is this healthcare system, healthcare bill that the president, that was his signature, Obamacare, that the American people don't want and don't like, and it will go into effect, for example, some of that goes into effect tomorrow. So what's going on right now in Washington is that because it's been such a onerous piece of legislation, the president has had to give a number of waivers, even waived the mandatory mandate for employers. What we're saying is, you know, let's hit the pause button here. This program is hard to implement, and the American people actually don't want it. And so that's kind of the debate that's swirling around in Washington, it has been for a couple of weeks, and certainly today as we approach the end of the fiscal year.
Well, one thing, excuse me, Laura had brought this up just a few minutes ago. We were talking about it, that there has really not been a very good job of educating people on what is what. I mean, I don't understand why something that affects every person that, you know, is in America, that is filing taxes and is above board. In other words, there are a lot of people that are here illegally that are under the radar that, and that's another issue that's not even really been addressed. But here's what happened yesterday. I was watching a news report, and Terry O'Sullivan, one of the biggest union leaders on the face of the planet, said that there are so many unintended consequences of this Affordable Care Act that it cannot be stood for. Why in the world are we going to try and jump into something and sit there and say, oh, we'll figure it out later? We don't know. We don't know how many people can fit in the lifeboat yet.
Well, Tom, that's exactly what Republicans are trying to say to the president. And this is something that the president has had to say to the American people. He's had to come back and say, hey, this thing is complicated. We're having a hard time implementing it. And so I'm going to give all of these waivers. I'm going to postpone some of these things. And you've got now the people that supported the passage of this, the unions and other groups, saying, hey, wait a minute. We're finding out what's in it. As you remember, Nancy Pelosi stood up and told the American people, we had to go pass this bill so we'd know what's in it. Well, if the American people have found out what's in it, they're not very happy about it. And so that's the reason that many of us are taking such a strong stand, is that we've got to push the pause button here. If we can't defund it or if we can't rescind it, at least let's push the pause button here to get our arms around what is a better path forward.